Hey everybody, welcome to the 8th episode of GRCast, GamesReviews.com's official headliner podcast. I'm Joe Ryan, your host, and I'm joined this week by Matt Graucott.
Hey.
And new blood to you, but old blood to me, Allison Hill.
Hi.
Excellent, folks. I think we're going to do a little bit of a shorter one this week. We're mostly going to talk about games. No topic, which is great, because we don't ever stay on topic anyway, so what's the point? But why don't we start with you, Matt? What have you been playing for the past, like, month since we've recorded a show?
Okay, so, because, just to explain, Ali used to be on a podcast with us years and years and years ago. I'm going to give you a hint at what I've been playing, and I want you guys to kind of work out what it is, because it's, like, pretty hilarious considering we've got Ali on the show this week. Hold on. Did you hear that?
I already know before you even give me a hint. It's no shock.
Okay, so Coconut Dodge has been re-released on the Vita.
Oh, I was
right,
wrong.
It's good. Oh, what did you think it was? Come on. What
BioShock.
One game?
I thought it was BioShock because the old joke was that you would never play it.
He finally did.
So many weeks.
He
this
finally
podcast.
Did. It's amazing.
I know he finally did.
It was average.
Oh, anyway. It's not average.
I feel like we've gone back in time like 6 weeks.
Yeah. We have 6 weeks and also 3 years.
It's like the Nonsense Gamer podcast never ended, which I have nightmares about sometimes.
That's
so
bad.
So Coconut Dodge has been re-released on Vita along with Velocity. I've played a lot of them over the last couple of, well, over the last month, I guess. It has been about a month. And, you know, Velocity was always a fantastic game. But on Vita, it's much, much improved. The control scheme's much better. You can use both sticks. It's smoother to control. It's smoother to move. You can use the touchscreen if you want. There's a platinum trophy attached to it, so there's a reason to get to 100% on it. It is absolutely one of the best games on Vita. I kind of hesitated to say that for a while, but the more I think about it, the more it seems like it was built for Vita. It's a definite must-play. It's not out in the States yet, last I heard. It's still going through QA, but when it does, it'll be free on PlayStation Plus. So that's one for everyone to watch. Coconut Dodge, again, I think it's going to be it's free for PlayStation Plus users in the EU, but I'm not sure about it in the US. I reckon so, though. That's kind of less impressive because it's basically exactly the same game, just fit to the Vita screen. It works as well as it ever did. It was a fantastic game then. It's a fantastic game now, but the re-release feels kind of less exciting than perhaps it should. It's got a few trophies attached as well, but they're mostly things you'll get as you play in anyway.
You say that Velocity is like one of the best Vita games or whatever, but how many other really good games does Vita have? I mean, I'm not trying to minimize how good Velocity is because when I played the original, I liked it a lot. But, like, I don't know. I played the Vita for like 10 minutes and then it was like, okay, well, someday I'll want to play another game on here.
There's some great games on there. Gravity Rush. Uncharted was decent. I think it depends what you play or how much you've played on other systems. There's a lot of games that were kind of ported across. You know, I think that the Metal Gear Solid HD collection would be fantastic on Vita, but I've got it on PS3 and I've got it on PS2, so why would I buy it on Vita? And there's that sort of attitude through a lot of these games. But Velocity Ultra, you know, it's an original, practically. I guess it was on PSP first, technically, but it feels like an original because of the new control schemes and the improved graphics. So it's up there. You know, even if we weren't talking specifically about Vita games, it's a game that's worth playing. It's better than a lot of these kind of indie shooters that end up on PC.
I feel as though I can't really add to this conversation that much because I don't have a Vita.
I think that's blasphemy science. Around here. Matt hates anyone without a Vita, right?
No, that's not. I think the Vita is a fantastic piece of kit, but you know what? I can see why people wouldn't want to invest. I got one the day it came out here, and I think I've mostly played Final Fantasy IX on it. It's a great piece of hardware, and I do wish that it would be better supported. But hey.
Yeah, I mean, it seems very powerful. It's just they need to utilize it better, I guess.
Gravity Rush. That's what I love that game. That's all I can say. It's not worth going out and buying a console for, but I very much enjoyed Gravity Rush. What did you think of it, Joe? Did you play it?
No, I haven't actually. But I like you. I think pretty much everybody was raving about how excellent it was.
I've also been playing Ni no Kuni. It's very well structured. You know, there's things about it that seem so dated, but at the same time, it's structured in such a way. I think I wrote about this on Twitter the other day, and I probably worded it better because I thought about it. But they've kind of put you in the role of a child, and everything you see, it's kind of like you're seeing it for the first time. And even though it may have been in Final Fantasy a decade ago or whatever, it still feels kind of new because you're seeing it through a fresh perspective. It's very, very cleverly done. And I mean, it's about time that we got a fresh take on the Final Fantasy Pokemon thing anyway.
Yeah, for sure. I was looking into getting that game, and then it was like, I mean, my time to play games is basically so limited anyway, and it was like, oh man, it's only like 100 hours long, and it was like, oh god, forget it.
Yeah, it is long. I mean, I think I'm 12 hours in, and that's huge for me because I hate playing games that are too long, and there's still tutorials. So I have no idea if I'm actually going to finish it, but I'm very much enjoying it.
There are still tutorials?
Yeah. I think I've just unlocked the last option on the main, the menu to customize items.
Oh my.
I think total it was in it about 38 hours just for the story. And lots more if you want to do everything.
Yeah.
I think it is a wise choice that I passed on this game. I get the feeling I would have been done with it after only 4 or 6 hours of tutorials.
There's lots of English voices in it. So
hooray!
Everyone who is American would enjoy it.
Yay!
That's why we have so many subscribers to this very podcast.
There was a reason you kept inviting me on.
Now that is a game I feel like should be on Vita. If they had put that there, it'd be different. If I could play 40 hours and put it in my pocket, then maybe.
It was a DS game, or at least some form of DS game in Japan, and it sold very, very well. But I think it's basically a different game on PS3. So maybe you could import the DS version, learn Japanese, play it on the 3DS. If you're going to be spending 100 hours playing the damn game anyway, you may as well learn Japanese to go along with it, right?
For sure, yeah, why not? I mean, just tack it right on. 100 hours, that's basically my whole life. Just throw the rest away. What else you got? Anything? I mean, it's been like 4 weeks. What the hell have you been doing?
Oh. I'm trying to think now. Oh, I started The Walking Dead, the Telltale version. It's
finally
very good. It's
finally
so good.
It's very good. I'm enjoying it. It's one of those games where, again, the pacing is just so well done. It feels almost slow to start with, but so did The Walking Dead, the TV series. I haven't read the comic, so I can't really comment on that. But there's moments where it's quite slow, and then it's not slow, perhaps, but it's very paced, it's very conversation-based, and you're just getting to know people, and it's like, hey, it's not so bad in this zombie apocalypse, and then a hand comes through the wall, and the roof caves in because there's so many dead bodies on it.
Yeah, I really love the pacing in that game.
I've only played the first chapter, the first episode, but I very much enjoyed it. I'm going to keep going.
Oh, jeez. Many people don't even like the first episode. They say it doesn't get good until, like, the third, baby. But, I mean, I liked all the episodes, but just you wait. You keep playing. It's really, 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 really good.
I played the first 2 episodes so far because they were both, like, free for PlayStation Plus or something, and I've been just waiting and waiting, like, God, I have to buy these. I just want to buy them so bad. And then they were on the, the Humble Weekly sale, and it was like, yes! No matter what, I will buy them so I can have them all and play them. I'll probably never download any of those other Telltale games. I'm just going to play through all 5 episodes of The Walking Dead.
Not even Wallace and Gromit.
My son would probably really like the Wallace and Gromit game, actually.
I saw that on Xbox 360 when it first came out, and I just thought, that is a game that I have to buy, and I never did. So I'm so happy that I've got it now. I'm not going to play it, I'm just glad that I own it.
What is it?
You've never heard of Wallace and Gromit. It's it's kind of like a... It's basically a set of children's films about a man, an inventor, and his dog. And Telltale made a few games about it.
Ah.
I'm a big fan of Wallace and Gromit. I don't think I've played the game, but I like the, I don't know, cartoons. It's like claymation or whatever. I like it a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, I know what you're talking about now. Yeah, I never played those games.
Speaking of Telltale's Walking Dead, I was just reading yesterday that even though season 1 is over and it sounds like there's a longer wait for season 2, they've been hinting that there's something else Telltale Walking Dead related coming before season 2 comes out. And the rumor is that it's called, like, Walking Dead Day 400 or something like that. They've released a couple of secret little clips of, like, it just says, like, Walking Dead Day 6, Walking Dead Day 100. And I've not seen the clips, but people are getting pretty amped up.
I have not seen this. That's very exciting.
I literally know nothing about it, but just the idea that they're going to make a game that somehow encapsulates this discrete portion of time, like what happens to these people over 400 specific days in their lives, that's very exciting to me. I know nothing about it. That might not even be what it is, but it's already got my little brain going. Anything else, Matt? Come on. Come on. I know you play games.
Catherine. I finished Catherine. That game is very good, although in a it shouldn't have been a game sort of way. Like, the gameplay the gameplay itself is just terrible. Like, it's so illogical at times and very frustrating, but the story and the RPG elements and the way that kind of the bar's structured and the things you do there and the way time progresses and the way you can affect the story is absolutely amazing. If it had been like an interactive novel or something, it would have been just... it wouldn't have sold as many, but it would have been much better, I think. But it's still well worth a play.
How long? How long do I have to spend playing this game to get to the end?
I think it was probably about 9 hours, but most of that is anime cutscenes and dialogue and things like that. You can play it through on the easiest setting and still get pretty much everything you'll get from that game.
I'll keep that in mind if it ever
is
Plus
over
here.
I'm going to go ahead and agree with you.
Awesome. Yeah, so if it ever comes to Plus, I'm just going to get it for free. I'm going to put it on easy. I'm going to blaze through it as fast as I can, paying as little attention as I can, and then at least I'll be able to say, I beat another game.
There's a lot of naughty photographs in it, though. Just as a warning.
Guess.
Forget it then. Nope, I'm out. I'm out. Can't be doing with that stuff. I got to that bit in Mafia 2 where you start finding magazines, and I said, nope. I just ejected it. I snapped the disc in half. I sent an email straight to 2K like, you fuckers.
I still have to play Mafia.
And now, because you've realized there's breasts in it, you will.
That is the sole reason why I'm going to play. But Matt, I'm going to agree with you on Catherine. I also completed that game a while back, and I really liked playing for the story. And then, I mean, the puzzle parts of the game is kind of like a puzzle game, and it was all right, but I felt like it almost got in the way. I just wanted to complete it so I can find out what happens next.
You know, it's interesting that you say that, because I found while I was actually playing them, I was kind of sitting there going, I absolutely do not want to do this. I want to get to the next bit of the story. I want to find out what's happening with Vincent, what's happening with Catherine, both of them. And then when I stopped playing it, I was kind of thinking, I wouldn't mind going back to that and trying the puzzles on the harder difficulties and seeing how well I can get through them. And I know I won't enjoy it, but there you go. It's one of those games that kind of plays on your mind in a strange sort of way.
That is weird.
Would it be better if it had been the exact same game, like same art and everything, but it was just a Telltale game? There was no goofy box pushing. You were just like clicking to make your dude walk around and talking to people until it was over.
That's what such a huge amount of the game is, though. Anyway, it would have just been better if they'd have cut out the puzzle bit, but I kind of get the feeling that they came up with the idea for a puzzle game and someone suggested that perhaps they should use it as a metaphor for infidelity, and then the game just kind of built out of there, and the good bits were kind of tacked on right at the end.
Are you sure it wasn't the other way around? Like, they made this excellent adventure game and they went, nobody's gonna buy this game. It's only 4 hours long. We need to add some bullshit.
I hope not. I hope that they didn't go, we've got this fantastic game where you basically decide who's going to die and you can't pick everybody. And the only way that we can extend this is by adding a completely unrelated puzzle game. I hope that never happens.
Well, have you been up to anything else, or can we move on to Allison for now?
No, I think we can move on because I can't think of anything else.
Well, I'm very excited because I just picked up State of Decay last night. This doesn't happen very often for me, but on Xbox, I'll download a demo, and usually I'll complete it before I decide whether or not I want to buy the game. And I bought State of Decay well before I finished the demo. I thought, oh my God, I must have this game. It's basically, I saw somebody on Twitter describe it as DayZ plus Grand Theft Auto, which I thought was a very interesting way to describe it. It's sandbox kind of open world style. There, you got zombies and you have to scavenge for supplies, and you can have safe houses that you can upgrade, and it's all kinds of crazy awesome. And you have quests. And there's more of unlike DayZ, where it's just win and you can just do whatever you want. It's multiplayer. It is all single player, but there's a storyline with quests, so it's a little bit more structured. But I've gotten a couple hours in, so I'm not terribly far in, but I'm enjoying myself so far. I love anything survival, scavenging and struggling to survive, that sort of thing.
You know, it was amazing to me that this game existed. The idea that a zombie action adventure game could exist and not be this, especially with the open world elements, that it could not be the biggest thing ever. It's just some XBLA game, you know.
Yeah, I never even heard of it until yesterday. I was like, what is this game? I never heard of this. Let's go check it out. And then I was like, oh my.
So you'd suggest it then? You think that it's well, well, well above its popularity, I guess.
Well, I'm also not that very hard of a critic, but I love it. I mean, I think it kind of it's also got this weird sort of permadeath system. When you make friends, you can control them. So if you die
Just like
as
in real
one
life.
person, yes, just like in real life. So if you die if you die as one person, that person's gone forever, and then you just switch into somebody else's body. I've only had one person die so far. And I was very upset because she was in the military, so she was pretty useful. But so it also has it has it just has a lot of elements that that they were able to sort of put together in a way that it really brings the game together, and I don't know, I enjoy it a lot.
This game sounds awesome.
I don't mean to interrupt, but I also downloaded the demo and was playing it last night. I think I haven't committed to spending the money yet, only because I don't have the money. But I absolutely would have had I had it. There's a couple things. Like, she's right, Matt. This game is like punching above its weight as far as being an XBLA game, and it should be maybe more than that. Because, I mean, it's the game I've always wanted, right? I've been talking about it for years. You hang out, you're some people, you go around. It's like, I just heard gunshots in the distance. What's going on? You go over there and investigate. Maybe you make a friend. Maybe you get killed and you have to become somebody else or whatever. And it's like, all the stuff I've read about it sounds so exciting. I would really like to get it and play farther, because they said that the people there are, like, you know, for missions and stuff, there are storyline characters, and essentially those storyline characters are only safe for as long as you need them for the story, and then it's like all bets are off. If you're out, say you get hurt, like your guy is wounded or whatever, so you go back to base, you switch to somebody else, your wounded guy is just laying there at the base, and if you have enough medicine and stuff, maybe he comes back to life. But if he doesn't, maybe he dies and turns and kills everyone at your base while you're out doing something else. And it's like, yeah, it just kind of, it goes on its own. It's really exciting. There was one thing I really wanted to mention real quick, was that there's, in order to find, like, get marks on your map, it's almost like Assassin's Creed, where you'll, like, climb a water tower or whatever, but then you actually have to pull out your little binoculars, and it gives you question marks where you can look at them, and you have to hold on it for a while for it to say, like, oh, that's a gas station, that over there is a zombie horde, and this over here. So that's how you get the marks on your map, and then you can go down and start sneaking around and everything. For some reason, I thought that was really cool. I don't know why.
It just makes it more realistic, kind of. You know, it can't be on your map before you see it.
Everything that you're saying is making me want to go and buy this game, and it's amazing, because I know if I went and bought it, these amazing features would annoy the hell out of me. Honestly, I don't want my... I want my characters to be at risk all the time, but not, like, to the point where they die, because that would... I'd want to start the game again, or just throw it away, you know? And I don't know how, if that's just me being crap at games, or whether it's going to be, a general thing. It sounds like people would be very excited about it until it happened. My God, I'm going to lose everybody. Oh my God, I've lost everybody.
I will say that, at least so far, it didn't seem like I lost my one person because I was dumb and I ran out into like a horde of zombies. but it's not. I mean, I'm still in the beginning part of the game, so I'm not sure how the difficulty will increase, but I found that it's not too hard to avoid zombies. You know, usually you'll come across only a couple at a time, and, you know, if you need to run, or if there's a car nearby, you can just jump in, just like GTA, you just jump into any car, and you just start driving, and you just start running over all the zombies. That usually seems like the best bet. Actually, I was frustrated. There was a mission where he said no cars, and I'm like, I can just drive over these zombies, no problem. And he's like, no, we can't get in the car. It'll attract too much attention. And I'm like, come on, what is wrong with you? But, you know, whatever.
I think what you should do is run towards the zombies. That will cause less impact than if you just quietly drove past them. Just charge at them, screaming, shooting, punching them.
There are little things in this game, Matt, that are, like, all the things you would think from a zombie movie or whatever that they've never bothered putting in a game before. Like, 90% of your time, when you find any, like, you find a tent or whatever, you walk in the tent, it'll say, like, okay, there are supplies here, and you start searching for them, and as you're searching, your character goes through it pretty slow, and it'll even come up and say, if you hold the left bumper, you will search twice as fast, but you will make twice as much noise, so you might attract the zombies outside, but if they're already on your tail, you just want to ransack that shit as fast as possible and get out the door.
Sound pretty fantastic.
In honor of this podcast, I recreated a famous Left 4 Dead 2 moment last night towards the end of my demo. I was like, okay, I only have a few minutes left of this demo. I just basically went into the little town area. I think there's a couple towns, but it was just the tiny little starting town. I had marked, like, two zombie hordes, and I just ran down the street firing my weapon in their general direction, and they all charged at me. So I immediately went, here we go. I pulled out a Molotov cocktail. I just smashed it on the ground, and I burned myself and all of them while screaming, burn, motherfuckers! Just like the bridge level from Left 4 Dead so many years ago.
That is amazing.
I can't stress that was one of my favorite gaming moments ever, because it had been a really difficult fight. That whole Left 4 Dead thing, just to explain to people listening, it had been a really hard fight. We'd really struggled to get along. We'd been attacked by the tank. We'd been ripped apart. There we are. We're all down except for Joe, who is basically running around in a long circle, just trying to take out as many as he can. And he suddenly realizes that it's not going to happen, and he just kind of starts. He goes crazy. He gets out a Molotov. He screams down the microphone. He throws it at his own feet. Oh, it was just one of those moments.
Well, that was my little homage to the old days playing State of Decay. Hopefully I'll get to buy that game and play it right and not burn up the lady who was in the military and a bunch of zombies. But hey, people are expendable in that game, man. Sometimes you got to do what you got to do. I think it would frustrate you even further, Matt, once you realize that every survivor levels up different skills as they do things. Like, the more you run, the more your cardio levels up. The more you shoot, the better you at shooting you are. The more you smack things with a stick, the better at smacking things with a stick. And then you could just have them get killed and lose all of that.
There's just so much in this. Like, I don't know if you got far enough to do this, Joe, but you can upgrade your home base. So there are supply caches like around the world, and like there's like generic materials, there's medicine, food, and so you use those to mostly materials to like build up your home. And I upgraded my makeshift sort of, you know, there's a bed here and a doctor to like get a proper infirmary. I added more room for beds because I was taking in too many people and there wasn't enough room to sleep. And then there's also a radio, and I can select like every half hour or so, like real time, I can select, hey, can you check on the radio and see if there's ammo around or medical supplies around or if there's people that need saving? And then she'll put it on the map, and then I can go like look for it. And then even when I'm out, if there's like a supply cache, because when you have a supply cache, you have to load this huge thing up on your back. You can't carry more than one. You can actually radio back home and say, can you have somebody run out and get this for me? I mean, it's like, there's just so much to this game. It's amazing.
That's really cool. I had seen the bit where you could upgrade like the base or whatever, but it just gave me a note like, nobody knows who you are and they don't care about your opinion yet. You have to make them like gain influence. I thought, oh, how like life is that?
Yeah, because like your currency is not, there's no money because no one cares about money. Your currency is more so your renown or your renown. So like you have these, you get points for doing certain tasks, and if you want to take something out of the stash, like if you need weapons or ammo, you have to spend those kind of points. It's like you need to earn them by getting these renown points first. So it's kind of like an interesting way to add currency.
It's just a way.
I'm gonna buy this. I don't care.
It's just a way to remind you that even after the world ends, it's just a popularity contest. Like, after the world ends, nerds, you're dead. The star quarterback, if he wants a shotgun, if he wants a bigger backpack, if he wants a bunch of nerds to carry him to the next destination and bring all his shit back, he's gonna get it. It's criminal, but totally true. It's really good, Matt. Go download the demo and play it, like, today.
I would. I've remembered that I'm really angry at Microsoft because my card changed and they're kind of still charging me for Xbox Live, and it's just such a hassle to do anything on that console when you've got this sort of thing going on. Like, everything that you do on the dashboard or logging in or whatever, it comes up reminding you that you need to update your card. It reminds you that you've got to pay and whatever, and it is just so frustrating.
Yeah, I don't know. There was probably nobody who was up late enough last night, but I bet you could feel my frustration through the internet when I tweeted last night. I had gotten on the Xbox specifically to download the demo of this game because after Allison was talking about it, then I looked up what the hell it was, and then I was getting very excited. I start that machine. I tried to log on to Xbox, and it tells me, "You can't log on to Xbox Live unless you have an update, but that update's not available right now." And I just went on Twitter and said, "Oh, great, that's awesome. Yeah, I can't play unless I have an update, but the update's not available. Can't wait for the stupid console to be always online. You're killing it, guys." It's like, fuck you. You
I did
can't
see
even
that
work it
tweet.
out now.
Ay, ay, ay.
Speaking of which, if you want to follow me and read all my hilarious tweets, at Joe underscore Ryan 150.
Shameless bug.
The other 149 are just not they just cannot be compared.
What have you been playing anything else, Allison, besides Zombie Murder Simulator?
I've been playing Mutant Shooting Simulator in the form of Metro Last Light. I actually there's a review up on Games Reviews. And I thoroughly enjoyed. I really loved 2033, and so I was very looking forward to Last Light, and I absolutely love it. I mean, it's just one of those games where it's just like it's a first person shooter, but it's not like every other first person shooter, you know, where it's like America and you know or soldiers and such. It's like, you know, and it's not the same as like a Fallout game, even though it's post-apocalyptic, because Fallout's more of an RPG, and so it's kind of like it has its own genre almost. And I don't know, I just really really liked it. I really like the story. I really like how it gets into like the supernatural sort of thing, like, you know, everything is super realistic at first, and then all of a sudden there's kind of like the supernatural kind of like twist to it, which I actually liked. And you know, there are things that are like, you know, still the same from the first game, whereas like, you know, military grade bullets are your currency, and things like that. And but there's a few new guns, and a few new like things that you can do. You still have to put on a gas mask and go on the surface, and you still have the time on your watch. I mean, he does it automatically for you, but you can see the timer on your watch, how much air you have left. So and you gotta like find filters, or else you're gonna die. And you know, it's still very got this very intense feel. It's got this very they did such a good job with the atmosphere, with the ambient sound and the sound effects, and just like giving you kind of like this eerie feeling, like no matter where you are. And I don't know, I love the game.
I've wanted to try a Metro game since you told me about 2033 on a podcast like 4 years ago or whatever. And the thing that really gets me is, I think like you just mentioned, is the fact that bullets are currency, which makes so much sense in a game like that. But it also, I worry that it would frustrate me. Like, if in real life we were attacked by monsters that could only be killed by burning dollar bills in their face, I would die. I think I would die before I just did that to kill some monsters. The idea of like throwing my
Well, the
money
thing
at their
is,
faces at high speed, I don't know.
well, the thing is that there are different kinds of bullets. There's the military grade bullets, and then there are bullets that are made post-war, you know, kind of shoddy, for all the weapons. And I never have to use. In fact, when I played 2033, I never used my military-grade bullets. In fact, I was kind of upset. I should have used them at the end of the game, where you can't buy anything else, and you know the military-grade bullets obviously do much more damage and such. But so you, in fact, never really you don't really have to use them. So you're not really throwing your money away. But the bullets that they have down there are obviously not as efficient damage-wise and such.
You know, the most interesting thing about this game to me was kind of, it wasn't anything to do with the game at all, really. It was more that THQ had almost got this game out on the market, and it's become a huge hit. It's outsold the original, The Last Light outsold the original by about 3 times. I think
I know.
it's done so well. And you kind of ask, well, is it because THQ went bust and everyone could pick it up for pennies? I think I got it in a Humble Bundle multiple times. You know, I've seen it dirt cheap on Steam multiple times. Or is it because people were just waiting for this game and they've played it and got excited for it and it would have saved THQ? It's one of those questions. It's weird.
Yeah, it's very weird. I ended up paying full price for the Xbox version, but it's true. It did go on sale pretty quickly on the PC and such. But yeah, it's like one of those. I was really nervous that the game was gonna get scrapped because of everything that went down with THQ. I was just so happy that it could come out at all.
It was a hell of a purchase, though. Deep Silver, I think, own it now. They
Yeah.
must be just raking in the cash. I don't know how much they paid for the franchise, but dirt cheap, and to turn it around within months.
I know.
Deep Silver, I really like that company a lot, but I really like Dead Island and Dead Island Riptide, so maybe that's not a huge surprise.
You played Riptide?
I have played Riptide and I enjoyed it, but for some reason I sort of fell out of love with it quicker than the first one. I, in large part, probably due to how much I played the first one, and the second one's really the same thing. Except, what makes it worth playing is you have a guy that can uppercut and kick zombies and send them flying, which is hysterical every fucking time you do it. I never get tired of it.
Yeah, I was looking so forward to Riptide because Dead Island, I felt it had so many good things going for it, but there were just too many problems with it. There was just too many, I don't know, the loose ends and holes, and so I mean, just like the bugs, and you know, I was just really hoping that with the sequel they were going to be able to fix a lot of that, and all I hear, it's like it's exactly the same. They didn't fix any of the problems, and that just really makes me sad.
Yeah, I think Riptide's worth a play. Well, like I said, mostly for the guy who punches and kicks things like a maniac, and like Wolverine claws are sweet and everything. But it's I think there are whole forum threads where it's like it's crazy how there was something that should have been fixed in the first one, and that exact same problem still exists in two. It's like they didn't do anything.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm gonna quickly hit up a couple things I played, and then I think we're gonna wrap it up. Mostly, I have been playing Knights of the Old Republic on iPad, which is excellent because it's Knights of the Old Republic, and I can carry it around. Like, what more do you want? Have either of you played Knights of the Old Republic in like when it came out?
Nope.
I've played the first few hours.
This is criminal, and it frustrates the shit out of me that neither of you have played it.
Sorry.
Please forgive us.
I feel like you have to play it. I mean, I know, I'm pretty sure that both of you enjoy Mass Effect games, and I don't think you should be allowed to play Mass Effect until you've played Knights of the Old Republic, because it's basically the same thing, but the combat is more tactical and it's Star Wars, so better.
EA can't even get used games working properly. I would love for them to say you cannot play our new game unless you've played our old games. Put in the code, bitch.
Yeah, you have to have a save file to transfer over so that they can verify it against their records and see that you are good enough to deserve to play it. I just played Little Inferno because I got that in a Humble Bundle, and that game is really good. That's I like that a lot. Have you guys played Little Inferno?
Nope.
My God, it's embarrassing in here. Allison, you especially need to play Little Inferno because it's a little bit artsy. It's a little bit artsy, but with a sort of casual game thing. It's basically you have a fireplace and you put things in it and you burn them up, and that's the whole game. But
That sounds amazing.
the fun of the game is that you get like a catalog of items and you get a handful of money or whatever, and it's like, okay, you can order these items and then you can burn them, and by burning certain items together that you have to guess based on names in a little journal you have to find combos, and the combos award a bunch of money. So then you can buy more bigger stuff to burn, and there's a whole like storyline that's very creepy but kind of uplifting, and there's a whole like dystopian world out there, but all you ever do is look at your fireplace and burn things. It's really cool. I like it a lot. And it probably only took me a couple hours to get through the whole game. It's not long, but if you get it in the Humble Bundle, which I think is still going on right now for dirt cheap, it's absolutely worth it.
That is the current Humble Bundle?
Yeah, as I understand, I think that's still running right now.
Okay, because I bought the Humble Bundle, I just haven't downloaded all the games yet, so I already have it.
This sounds so much like the bits of RPGs that I ignore.
you got that Humble Bundle too, probably, Matt. Just download it and give it a try. It's a pretty small file, and it's a short game. If you're not enjoying burning things in the first, like, 15 minutes and trying to work out what the combos of things are, then just turn it off. I mean, if you don't like it from that, you're not going to like it at all. It's never going to really change. But that game has a really cool ending and everything to it, too, and stuff. So, yeah, awesome. Let me bring up my little notes here and see what else I've been playing. Oh, the most important thing I've been playing before we wrap this up. I'm in the beta for Card Hunter, and I don't know if anybody's familiar with that. Based on the record so far, probably not. But Card Hunter is basically it's a game that's coming out. It's sort of an online trading card type game that has a multiplayer element, but it also has a whole single player element. And the single player element, the campaign, is excellent because it's based on really old school D&D. Like, you see the little map, and you have your little characters that are made like little paper figurines that look like they're from the 70s, and you get a deck for each character you have, and then it's basically like a tactical sort of combat game, but you actually have a DM who's playing the other people, and he has to, like, use cards out of his deck. It's one of those games that, when it comes out, which I think it's coming out shortly, it's free to play, but if you want, you can spend money on it. And in this game, the conceit is that you spend money to buy pizza, and then you use pizza to basically bribe the DM into giving you better items and stuff. So, it's kind of awesome.
Pizza!
Maybe like next week after I've had more time to play it, I'll talk more about it. But, I think that's about it. Are we all done for this week, gentlemen and lady?
I think so.
I think we're good.
Excellent. Next week, somebody will be back. Maybe in just a couple days, somebody will be back. I don't know. E3's coming. There's a lot to look forward to. Until then, thanks for joining me, people. I'm trying to rush. Matt needs to leave here. He's stressing me out. If you could see the little chat field, listeners, you'd be like, God, what an asshole. He's just stressing the host out. God. Gets away with it because he's British and so good looking.
People think that anyway, regardless of my fantastic good looks and Britishness.
Britishness.
If you could just see this guy in a top hat and tails, let me tell you. Anyway. From me, Matt Graukat, Allison Hill, we are out.